I love this passage in part because it's saying in one moment, they were wondering if John was the Messiah. They were looking for Messiahs everywhere. They were desperate for a Messiah. Where the heck is a Messiah? And the end of this story is essentially God saying, all right, we're ready to go. Let's get this started. I want you to get real clearly, even after 2,000 years, it should be clear to us that John the Baptist was a kook. You heard that right. The reason they tell us he was wearing a garment made out of camel is because that's not normal. They were looking for Messiah so desperately, they were willing to consider the guy wearing the camel coat. They're away from the temple, doing this offbeat ritual in comparison to the priestly duties that were done in the temple by John's father. I'm sure daddy was proud his son was out in the desert wearing camel clothes and eating grasshoppers. But John was changing the world, finding a new path, opening eyes to God of those who were merely bystanders when the things happened in the temple. In the temple, very few folks got to do the rituals that brought the people close to God. Mostly, people got to watch. John changes that. John says, come on in. We're starting now. The bystanders get to participate in and experience God. And experience God they did. Here is where Jesus shows up. And God breaks into the perceived silence and speaks into history with this countercultural member of a countercultural nation in the chains of an empire. The ways of Jesus and the ways of John are not a path of ritual, but relationship. In our baptism, when we partake in Holy Communion, we are invited into relationship, not just a ritual. Baptism is a ritual on the surface, but at its core, it is about our relationship with God. It is our action in that it calls attention to God's action, but God does the work in baptism. God reaches out to us. God offers us grace and connection. As we participate in the sacrament of holy baptism, we engage in a deeper relationship with God. God speaks into our lives. God speaks and says to us, just like God said to Jesus, "This one is mine. I choose you. I choose this one. I want you." So imagery in your mind about being chosen by that special someone to have the first dance. Maybe that imagery of being chosen to participate on the team of the captain that you want to be on. Maybe the imagery of being adopted into your forever family. That's what we're doing when we participate in baptism. Baptism and Holy Communion are us saying yes to God's proposal. While this action of God in Jesus' baptism was the great anointing of the anointed one, that's what Messiah means, the anointed one. In our baptism, God is calling and claiming and choosing and anointing and adopting and adoring us. Today we consider the baptism of Jesus. the beginning of God's dream fulfilled in human skin. We finally get to see what God wants of humanity. And in this moment, God declares, "You are my beloved. With you I am so pleased." Likewise, in our baptism, God's voice is clear. "You are my beloved one. With you I am so pleased." God says, "I adore you." Maybe you can't remember your baptism. Did anybody else get baptized as a baby? But you know it happened in your history. I know who did it, when they did it, where they did it, but I wasn't aware because I was a baby. My parents declared that I was God's, and God claimed me in that moment. I can remember my confirmation, the when and the where and the who, as well as a number of other transforming moments which have continued in my spiritual journey to this day. In baptism, God is not the only one speaking. We can speak to God. We do speak to God in our actions. We engage God. We say yes. Even when we're too young at the time, a bit of a reflection today on our role in baptism may reestablish our living into that relationship. Can you imagine your baptism? Can you imagine your part of baptism or confirmation when you make your decision to say yes to God? When we consider our baptism and God's action, claiming and choosing and anointing and adopting, adoring us or our children, we have the chance to lean into the relationship by giving ourselves away. Give our lives away. In a way, we give away our children when we have them baptized. If we are able to surrender ourselves to God's love, to walk humbly and love God back, then we are on a new path, the path of John and the path of Jesus. When we give ourselves away, when we surrender, we find ourselves following Christ, both in baptism and in life, within the pattern of death and resurrection. How do you, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, surrender yourself to God? How do you get out of God's way in your own life? We have to take stock at times of the needs of our own egos and the wants of our dreams, and then let God's love and God's dream override our wants and our needs. That's when we surrender and let God's dream become fulfilled in us. When we bring up our children as babies and give them to God in baptism, we at times perceive that as, oh good, they're blessed, they're safe. And really what we're doing is endangering our children by giving them to God. In the same way Jesus was endangered by living in human skin. Following God, giving ourselves to God, is not a poof, free pass, skip ahead to Easter. It's a, here's the path you go in order to get to Easter. Some days are not fabulous days. We give our children to God, or we return them to God because God gave them to us as gift. And we return them to God, and we dedicate them and their purpose to their purpose in God's dream. We have dreams for our children, just like God has dreams for all of us. Whose dreams should win? I challenge you to remember your baptism this day. Not the when and the where, but the why and the what for. God has chosen you, called you, adopted you, claimed you. God dreamed of you and fit you perfectly for God's dream. For your purpose, God designed you perfectly. And then says, my beloved, and it's ready, set, go, your turn. Do your part. Today, in some way or another, I invite you to say yes to God's proposal of relationship. And renew your commitment to be on the journey in relationship with God. It is a new day, a new year, a new life. Accept God's love. Forgive yourself. Let us use this new year to live God's dream. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, speak to us in your small voice that allows us to know that this next step we take is the step you are calling us to take. Even if we don't know the final destination, help us to walk humbly and obediently in our relationship with you, taking it one day at a time, being present with you, and just being madly in love with you. And then use us for your divine purpose, that we might be one in the midst of the body of Christ, and we might be united in the way we fulfill your dream for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.